Amen. Our reading will be taken from 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, starting at verse number 21. And it reads, "For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Amen. Turn to your neighbor. Grab your neighbor by both hands. And as you make this declaration to your neighbor, say it like you mean it. Say, neighbor, I am somebody. Neighbor, I am somebody. Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, "I Am Somebody." You know, I'm going to start here real quick. For those who have seen the movie The Black Panther, the thing that is interesting about that and what has intrigued this movie to becoming a blockbuster is that people have been flocking to see it. And everybody been flocking to see it, just don't look like you and I. But the interesting thing that I think that the movie shows for us, and again, y'all, it is just a movie. But what you see is you have a black director with black stars, and we ain't playing, you know, those stereotype typical roles. We are in positions of leadership. We are in positions of leading in technology. Now that part was from the movie, but the reality is they still have not figured out how they built those pyramids in Egypt to this day. So when you think about how advanced we have been as a people, we have to understand that we come from folk who understand how to put stuff together. Somebody gonna work with me this morning? You see, so what we want folk to understand about us, and I think the movie kind of helps shows that, is that we are more than what you think we are. You got black folk who are doing great. You got black folk who ain't doing great. You got black folk who love other folk. You got black folk who hate folk. And some folk they hate look just like them. The movie's got all that. It's so many layers of things. And when the son sees something that allows him to see his father as something as other than perfect, it was devastating. And then he started questioning, who am I? And then it makes me look at us as a society. Why do we allow folk to disrespect people? We've seen folk be disrespected and do nothing about it. And the thing that frustrates us is, why did they just allow them to just walk all over them? Truth be told, some folk have been told from day one, you ain't nothing. You ain't going to ever be nothing. So don't waste your time and trying. If you are told long enough that you ain't nothing and you ain't going to be anything, then you start believing it and you let people just walk all over you and treat you any kind of way because of the fact that you don't expect much from yourself. So why should you expect anybody to see you other than what you are? But what I'm here to tell you today, that you are not a nothing. You are not a welcome mat. You are not somebody who somebody can clean their hands off on. You are somebody. You see, my brothers and my sisters, I think that as the people of God, that's the one thing we got to get right. is that we have to know that we are somebody. Because when I look at this scripture, and as I see who had written it, it was written by Paul. Paul is writing to the church in Corinth. That was a church that Paul preached at, he taught at, and he encouraged. You see, in understanding Corinth, we have to understand that it was one of the metropolitan towns and cities of his time. It was a harbor town. That's how things got around, was through the waters. And if you're a harbor town, that means you got all kinds of folk coming through your town. And if they got all kinds of folk coming through your town, you're going to try to find all kinds of ways to make money off of these folk, because you want to continue to grow as a society. But in doing that, some cases, people degraded themselves, but they did whatever it was because folk were more concerned about the dollar than they were concerned about anything else. Thank God that ain't how it is today. Some folk will chase a dollar until their tongue fall out. But to treat folk like they are important and significant, for some folk that's hard to do. But what Paul is letting us all know, I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's talking about you. Well, Paul here is letting us know that we're seeing in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 21. I want you to understand that all of us are being talked about right here in this verse, which means that all of us is who he is identifying. He was letting the Corinthians know then, but he's still letting us know today, because he says, for our sake, he made him to be sin. For our sin. Now, who's the our? Everybody. Who does it exclude? Nobody. So what we have to understand that Jesus, you know what it's like? It's like having a pure glass of water and putting dirt in it. Because once you put dirt in a clean glass of water, Deacon Alex, will you drink it? It's like having a clean plate you're about to eat off. But somebody dropped it and stuff fell all over it. And then they say, well, here's your plate. Would you eat off of it? You know, we have to know something about Jesus. Jesus is pure. Jesus is sinless. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus was there in the beginning. Jesus is the one who, still with all that he was, he did not think it robbery to take the sin which he didn't own and put it on himself. And you know what the interesting thing is, Deacon Elwood? He took our sin and he didn't ask us if he could have it. Did y'all hear what I just said? He took our sin and didn't ask us if it could happen. He did it and he didn't think it was robbery. Because he understood and realized that what he did for us was something that we could not do for ourselves. What he did for us was to take from us the one thing that was allowing us not to see that we are somebody. He took from us the thing that would allow us to be able to stand up with our heads up high. You see, my brothers and my sisters, Jesus took our sin from us without asking us if he could have it. Never thought about it like that, huh? And the whole purpose of doing that was so that he could create an opportunity for you and I. Since Adam and Eve, man and God have been separated. It was like there was a gulf between us and God. Too deep for us to swim over or cross over anyway. We had no way of getting over to God. So God was at a distance from us. The Father realized that things needed to change. He realized if we continue in the direction we are going, we are spiraling down to our own destruction. To the point where human beings were becoming their own worst enemy. But I'm thankful for Jesus. Because you know what he did? He took our sin from us. And when he took our sin from us, what he did was he took that sin to the cross. And when he took it to the cross, that sin got nailed to that cross. And when that sin got nailed to the cross, that when Jesus took his last breath here, don't you know, he said to sin, you got to go with me. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. And when he said to the sin, you got to go with me, sin said, huh? He said, yeah, you get to step in and you won't get to step in right now. But sin said, I'm cool with that, because if I got to go where you're going, that means that you're going to be going too. But what sin didn't know is that we serve a mighty God who is able to do the impossible. There had never been before anybody who was dead in the tomb for 3 days and got up again. You see, so sin figured that if I got to go, Jesus is going with me. But early on Sunday morning, Jesus got back up again. And when Jesus got back up, Sister Sarah, sin said to him, where you going? Jesus said, I ain't come down here to stay. That I had to bring you to a place to lock you up in order to free God's people. And then Jesus said, now that you're locked up, I see you and I ain't going to be you. Bye. Are you working with me, y'all? So once Jesus got back up, he had all power in his hands. He was now looking like who he was when he first came. He was spotless. He was pure. And you know what Jesus did to that gulf between us and God? Jesus became the bridge over the troubled waters. Jesus became the one that gave you and I an opportunity to cross on over and have a right relationship with God. Because when you look here at this end of this verse, he says here in the end of this verse, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. What is that telling me? That Jesus did all that he did for us because he saw the value that we have to God, because we are created in the image of God. And since we are created in the image of God, God told us that we are very. And since we are very good, we recognize that we now have value. So now that the bridge has been built, it is time for every person in this world to go on and cross over and have a right relationship with God. You ain't got to praise God from a distance. You ain't got to look at God from a distance. You can now come up close and personal because you have now embraced Jesus. You have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. So when the Father sees you, he doesn't see your sin. He sees that you have been washed in the blood of Jesus. You see, my brothers and my sisters, do I got any folk in here who've been washed in the blood of Jesus? Do I got any folk in here who have been healed, delivered, and set free? Do I got any folk in here who recognize if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? Do I have any folk up in here who understand that the Lord is my all in all? The Lord is the one that brought me out the miry clay. The Lord is the one who moved me from darkness into the light. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? I am. I am somebody. Because Jesus robbed me of my sin. He didn't think it was robbery. He just took it and didn't ask me for it. Just took it. Do you hear that, y'all? He just took it. And since he took it, you know what it's like? You remember when you was a kid and there was some stuff you was messing with? You ain't had no business messing with. And your parents, what did they do? Took it from you. Why? Because they know it wasn't going to help you any longer. All it was going to do was make you worse and not make you better. You see, and I thank God that we have a heavenly Father. Thank God that we have a heavenly big brother who came here and took from us what he realized we no longer needed, because if we had kept it, it would have took us up out of here. I am so excited that the Father and the Son were in agreement. And when the Son came down, he did for us what we could not do for ourselves. And now that we are where we are in a right relationship with God because of what Jesus has done for us. And now that we are in a right relationship with God, we have to understand the value that we have as being God's people. And since we understand the value that we have in being God's people, whenever we come in God's house, we come rejoicing and praising God, because we know that the Lord allowed us to be here one more day. He allowed us the opportunity to be used by him one more day. And since he has been a blessing to me, Lord, I'm going to bless you. How I'm going to bless you is I'm going to praise you. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to give to you. I'm going to be all that I need to be in order to let somebody know that I am. Now, I got some folk in here who truly know that you are somebody. I got somebody in here who understands that if it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't be where I am right now. Do I got some folk in here who recognize and realize it was nobody but the Lord who saw me at my worst and he gave his best for me? Do I have some folk in here who understand that when I was kicked by the curb, I could have been left there, but the Lord came to see about me. The Lord came to heal me. Do I got anybody in here who ain't got no shame in praising God? Because you understand just how good our God is. Come on, let's just take a moment and let's give God some praise, because I am. You know, every time I go back to Jersey, and this time I had a chance just to ride around just for a minute, going to the church and going to the funeral parlor with the family on Friday, then just ride with my brother because he ain't see me, so you know he was glad to see me. And as I was riding around, I just saw dilapidated buildings or areas where some stuff was just cleared out. And then I happened to pass by the street I grew up on. And as I looked up that street, I said, 177 is where a young boy on Pearson Street was broken lost, who thought he was never going to be anybody.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I think about where I come from them streets, I could have gotten sucked up and killed on them streets. But it was nobody but God who kept this big head dude when he ain't know he was being kept. And then when I got to the homegoing service on Saturday, my football coach was there because he's good friends with my cousin. I saw a whole bunch of folk who knew me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And here I am with this black suit on. This is a different black suit. Had this black suit on with his collar on, talking to folk. And they're like looking at me. And then some folk are looking at me. And I realize something. It's God. And then they hear me preach. And when it was all over, rather than look at me like this, they were looking at me like, Kev. I'm sorry, I mean Reverend Cook. I just laughed. I said, bro, you knew me when I was Kev. It's all good. But the point that I'm saying to you, we all got a story. And since we all got a story, the question is, where are you going to go with your story from right now? Because of the fact that all of us got something behind us that we done did that we ain't proud of. And some of the folk who saw me on yesterday saw me and was looking at me like this because they knew that there was some stuff behind me that I did. And some of the stuff I did with them. I ain't gonna sit here and try to sugarcoat it. It is what it is. But you know what? That's called the was. But what am I right now? I am what? You are what? And who got us this far? His name is. And he's going to take us all the way. And since he's going to take us all the way, we know for a fact that we are where we are because God has put us here. So since we are where we are because God has put us here, live like you are somebody. I know you still make a mistake every now and then. But I'm here to tell you right now, don't let them mistakes choke you on your today. You got to just let those mistakes know that, Lord, I need your help. Come on and get this stuff that's trying to choke the good out of me. But what I'm here to tell you, there's more good in you than there is bad. Because if it wasn't, Jesus never would have come. So what am I saying to you? Stop hiding behind your mistake. Get up and get involved. God's got work for you to do. You have something to offer to God. In this ministry, I don't care who knows what you did. If y'all knew half of what I did, y'all might be saying, oh Lord, you sure we want this dude? But you hear what I'm saying to you. You are somebody. You know why you're somebody? Because Jesus knows your name. Because he and the Father have already conversed about you. And they know you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. And he knew that sin was trying to be your permanent wardrobe. But Jesus had already taken it to the cross. But when we come, sin tried to throw itself on us and hang on us. But don't you know when you call on the name of Jesus and give your life to him, guess what happens? He strips you of all that sin. And he redresses you again. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Because if it's nobody but the Lord who has brought me this far and will take me all the way. Because I understand that the just shall live by faith. I understand that it was nobody but the Lord who took me when I was a nothing and made something out of me. When I look at all that the Lord has done in our lives, we can't help but praise him and thank him. But I'm saying this to you because it's time for you to stop hiding behind the mistake. The Lord has removed it from you. So it's time for you to remove it from yourself by the renewing of your mind because you've been transformed. Y'all, we got a lot of work to do here, bro. And the Lord is preparing and equipping us for it. But he is just letting you know it's time for you to get involved because the more that the enemy can try to continue to deceive, he feels that his work's not going to get done. God's work's going to happen, and we want you to be a part of it because God has a purpose for you in this work. Every resource we need to move forward exists in this church. If it doesn't exist, God's going to send it here. So what I'm saying is this, there's something you have. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got it. Use it. Why? Because I am
somebody.
I am somebody. So what you got to do every now and then, and it's so funny because we talked to my niece yesterday, and she's in South Korea, and we're on the phone FaceTiming with her. And you know the funny thing, as we're FaceTiming with her, she's also looking at herself, making sure her hair is right. I'm like, Janie, we're trying to talk to you. Uncle, I just woke up, wanted to make sure my hair ain't right, because she's 12 hours ahead because she's in Korea. So it's just so funny. Sometimes I want you to just look in the mirror. And when you look in the mirror, you look at that person and say, I am somebody. And go on and give him a kiss. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It sounds funny, but until you can see you as somebody, you can't see anybody else as. But I want you to be reminded you are somebody because God sees value in you. Move in your value. You are significant. You are important. And you have something to offer. Because if you didn't, you would not be here. But I was here before you got here. Well, that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you're here because you have something to offer. And I want you to be equipped, and I want you to move in what God has given you. So I don't care about what folk know about you. You better lift your head up high, and you better come on and get involved. And somebody might come by and whisper, oh, you're going to do that because you know I'm going to start talking about what you did. Well, the devil is a liar. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You can talk all you want because you know what? I listen to what Reverend Dabney said. You know, they can talk about you all you want, but it ain't true. It might have been, but it ain't now. Your sin has been removed from you as far as the east. I am. Let us rise to our feet.